El Paso County Commission Chairman Mark Waller. Thank you so much for joining me, Mark. We know the county has been told to move back to that level at two safer at home restrictions today from the state health department. What exactly does that mean?
Well, so what happened is the governor and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment moved El Paso County back to that stage two restriction. It means that all of our specific variances that we requested are still in place. So if we like specifically requested a variance, it's still there. But it does mean that the state is moving us back to for large events from 175 down to 100, and from outdoor events at 250 people down to 175. Those are the most significant aspects of this new order that the governor's imposed on us.
And now with this, it seems like there's always these moving targets. I know we've talked about that previously, but is this the end, or are we just going to deal with this for 2 weeks and have more of this placed upon us and more, you know, kind of just trickle until we're finally back at a full stay-at-home kind of lockdown order?
It's hard to say what the state's going to do and what kind of restrictions they're going to impose. And I think their actions are going to be based on what numbers look like moving forward. I mean, when I had a conversation with the governor a week ago Thursday, and we talked about this and talked about where El Paso County is and acknowledged that our numbers are going up a little bit, but there's not one area we can point to, not one specific place in the law or specific place in the community we can point to. It's not like it's coming from schools specifically
senior, the bridge club
facilities or something like that. So, you know, we're trying to figure out what to do moving forward. And the governor just didn't seem to have a toleration for that at this time and decided to, on his own, move us back to that stage two.
And could a lot of these increase in positivity rates, increase in cases, also be attributed to the overall increase in testing? Obviously, there's more expanded testing. Tests are now widely available. Could we be seeing more cases coming out because there's just simply more people being tested?
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. And, you know, we're getting into cold and flu season as well. And so, you know, more people are symptomatic. You know, they have some sort of symptoms. And so they go, and that's increased overall testing as well. So, yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, we have the holiday season coming up. It is getting colder. Could it be worse, too? We're starting to have more and more people staying in home or being confined into their home. And could this just become a breeding ground because we can't get out as much? It's not as nice to go out and enjoy the great outdoors that we have here in Southern Colorado. Are we just, you know, looking at the inevitable of these numbers just continuing to spike and spike? And then, as you mentioned, the governor really not taking anything into consideration except for let's just impose what he wants to do.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that is a theory for why the numbers are going up, that there are more in-home gatherings, more people, you know, tired of going out, tired, you know, the bar closes down early. What do? They end up going over to somebody's house to celebrate and congregate and hang out together. And so one of the theories is that perhaps that is where this increase is coming from. But I don't think there's been enough understanding or study done of that to know that that's the case for sure. But, you know, the governor imposed another rule last week that said they're statewide limiting the number of people that can gather in a home to 10 and a maximum of two families. You know, what that means, I think, is anybody's guess. So it's, you know, it's frustrating as we continue to move forward. And I'll tell you, we at the county are every bit as frustrated as the citizens are, you know, every bit as frustrated as the small business owners are. And we're, you know, trying to help understand where we are in this pandemic and what we can do that's scientifically proven to reduce the spread.
Yeah, how exactly do you balance that from the county perspective between making sure that, you know, we are in a pandemic and we are addressing the health situation scientifically, but we, you know, have that due diligence with the, you know, business owners as far as making sure that our economy doesn't tank again?
Well, again, Andrew, I think you have to take some sort of scientific approach to it. So one of the things that we feel like we know at this point is this spread isn't happening in restaurants across our community. So, you know, we certainly feel that there isn't a need to reduce capacity there even further. You know, I read a report by the Colorado Restaurant Association just yesterday that said 50% of restaurants that are in this right now, they're limited to being able to have 50% capacity in these restaurants. 50% of those restaurants are going to be out of business in 6 months if they're limited to 50% of their capacity. If that gets reduced even further, the number is going to go higher. Even more of those restaurants are going to go out of business. So at some point we have to, you know, do some sort of risk-benefit analysis, right? And say, what is the, you know, what are we willing to accept as a result of this pandemic going on? You know, we accept a certain number of traffic fatalities in order to be able to drive our cars on the roads. You know, what kind of, what are we going to be willing to accept in order to be able to live our lives to the fullest extent possible?
Yeah, and I know we're coming up against the clock, but one final question, Mark. We saw Pueblo is enacting a curfew tonight at 10 o'clock to try and help spread their or curb their numbers. Is that something the county has thought of? Do you think that might be effective as kind of that middle ground, or do you think that's just another kind of superficial way of trying to appease the state to say, look, we're doing something to get these numbers under control?
No, and I think if you buy into the theory that these things are being, or that this is being greater spread at home, that actually makes things worse. Because that means everything's going to shut down at 10 o'clock in Pueblo, and instead of everybody going to their own home and just being there in some sort of lockdown, they're going to end up going to somebody else's house, and they're going to congregate there, and they're going to be less aware of what they're doing in that circumstance than they would be if they were out at a restaurant or a bar where somebody's telling them to, you know, remain socially distant and make sure that they wear their mask and do things of that nature. So I actually believe that this stay-at-home order or this curfew that's being implemented in Pueblo is actually going to do more harm than good.
You know, we will have to leave it at that. We're up against the clock. El Paso County Commission Chairman Mark Waller, thank you so much for joining me here on KRDO's Afternoon News. And, of course, we'll continue to track all of these different restrictions, regulations that are being put in place to help curb the spread of COVID-19. Thank you so much again for your time, sir.